any place where your things join together is called a...
is a joint.
And this is the...
breast.
All right, and the man, are you more likely to...
chest.
Okay, and these are...
your shoulders.
And...
fingers.
The whole thing is a...
is hand.
And...
hands.
And this is your...
leg.
And your...
feet.
One
foot.
Is, and... this part, you may get kicked in the...
in the shank of the... all of the front, and then in the back, you speak of the calf.
Okay, and if, this part, for example, of your body back here,
is your hip or your thigh.
Okay.
Is your thigh bone.
And maybe the whole part, this curve around here, what about this, this part, ever heard haunches used to mean like a person's body? Does that sound like an animal, lower animal? Haunches?
Yes, I have heard it when you say I'd get out more haunches, you know.
Okay.
Especially with athletes, you know, when they're practicing out, doing that.
What about if somebody's been sick for a while, but he's up and around now, but he still looks a bit white? You
and
he's
just a little peeking,
okay.
A pale.
And, a person who can lift heavy weights, he is really
strong.
And what about variations on that? Is there a way of saying not quite?
He's pretty strong, but not as strong as
okay.
John.
What about husky?
Yes, husky, when you say it.
What about stout?
Stout.
What does stout mean?
I would think stout is kind of on the fat side.
Okay. Okay. And what about somebody who's easy to get along with? You might say, well, he's such a...
congenial, would be very congenial.
He always has a smile on his face. He's
mm-hmm.
a mighty...
he's pleasant.
And what about somebody who just seems to always be falling over his own feet?
He's clumsy.
If somebody always does the wrong thing, whatever he does just never seems to make sense, you might say that.
Stupid.
Okay. What about fool?
Yeah.
Is that too strong?
It's pretty strong, yes. When you call a person a fool, they don't appreciate that a bit.
And what about somebody who just doesn't ever want to spend any money? He's a real...
tightwad.
And, what about if he's
or
even
stinger.
Worse than that? He is, old Mr. So-and-so has every penny he's ever made. He's a real,
miser.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, if somebody has a lot of practical sense, maybe not an extremely educated person, but he says he has a lot of...
horse sense.
Okay, another way...
common sense.
All right. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
You mean they're a common person?
Yes.
I think of maybe someone that doesn't have a very high education.
Okay. Does it mean they're a good person?
Oh, yes. I think a
common
person.
A common person, just a good everyday person.
That's right.
Then. It does not imply anything like trashiness.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't think.
What about use it about a woman? She's a real common person. Does it begin to have that kind
of... yeah, it has a little bit of a different feeling when you say she's kind of common. That means
you
that she's...
you wonder about her morals or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. What about talking about an older person who just... maybe is 80s or 90s, but who just has all sorts of energy and goes everywhere and
is a very active person.
Right. You might talk about him. Well, Mr. So-and-so is really
alert and active or smart